We may or may not have baseball and softball in Northwest Indiana today with the weather situation being what it is. But if we do, here are some of the games scheduled for Monday. In girls softball, Calumet will be in Hanover Central. Griffith will welcome Lake Station. Hebron at Washington Township. Clark has a road trip to Gavitt. Bishop Knoll has a home date with River Forest. As for baseball, Munster's at Hobart. Lowell heads to Highland. Wheeler has a road date with Whiting. And we had a chance to talk with Bearcat coach Kyle Besich last week after his win over Lake Station. He says his young team is starting to get it.
We're young, we're learning, but we're starting to piece things together.
How happy are you with the way the team's playing so far this season?
As I said, we're a work in progress right now. You know, we had six errors our last game. So, you know, to come out today and cut down on errors, get down to zero, that was huge for us. That was the biggest thing. We always talk about, you know, defensive mentality. And to come out here and have the right mindset today was a big deal for us.
Also at prep baseball today, it's doubleheader action at U.S. Steel Yard for the Railcats Baseball Challenge with Morgan Township and Counts in one game. 21st Century takes on Covenant Christian in the other. Major League Baseball yesterday saw the Cubs game with the L.A. Angels canceled because of the weather. As for the White Sox,
0-1. Tim hits it in the air. Right center field. Judge is back. It is gone! A grand slam! Tim Anderson takes Tanaka deep, and the Sox have a New York salami. It's 4-2.
Courtesy of Chicago Sportsnet, Anderson's grand slam helped the White Sox beat the Yankees 5-2. And one other sports note to talk about before we're done. Welcome back to the winner's circle, Tiger Woods.
Comeback complete. The fifth green jacket for Tiger Woods.
Professional golf just became fun to watch again. Tiger Woods won the Masters yesterday. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.